weiter in Shasra and Daf Chav Tes, picking up on Chav Chesem Abayz, by the bottom of the page, by the Mishnah, by the Mishnah. Today we're going to hit the end of the parak, Bezrat Hashem Yidburach. Let's begin. Lo yomer adam lepat tabach, a person shouldn't speak to the tabach, to the butcher, something on yontif, and say, shkoli bedinor basar, give from me a dinar worth of basar. Right, because now we're talking about straight up cash money. Rashi says she'asa l'haskil sham dam. You can't say cash money. Aval, what you could just say aval shochet. You can go in shochet. Mechalik b'neim. They can go and they could split up the different meat that's over there. So like the Gemara, hey chiyavid. So what do you do, right? If we're talking about a case where Rashi points out, if he doesn't want the entire animal and doesn't want like mechsa, shlish, revia, like we saw earlier, but he just wants like a dinar worth or shnayim, so what is he supposed to say? There's a Gemara, he's supposed to say the following, kiha. Beep, turn the page. Chavtas Amar Aleph. De Besura, like in Sura, they would say, Arma Tarti u Palgu Tarti. They used to say, Tarta u Palgu Tarta. The butcher would go off, as Rashi explains, and split up the meat into like equal parts, and they had different names for it in different places. In Sura, they used to call it a Tarta. That was like, let me get a Tarta of meat. Or they'd say, I have a Tarta. Binarish, they would say, Amri Chelko Palgu Chelko. That's where they said it. Pombedisa Amri Uzio Palgu Uzio. Binar Pukod Masa Machasia Amri, they'd say, Riva Upalgu Riva. So they had different names that they would say in order to talk about it. They didn't say the actual money or weight of it. Zucked the Heilige next Mishnah. Omer Adon Lechavir, a person can say to his friend, again, this is talking about a Yontiv, Mali Li Klize. You're allowed to take a Kli and say, go ahead and fill up this kli, and okay, avalo b'midah, but you're not allowed to go ahead and do a b'midah. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, im haya kli shel midah lo yomalenu, if it's a kli of midah, means a measuring cup, then you're not allowed to fill it up altogether. Nothing doing. Maisa ba'abashol ben Butnas. This is a story about Abashol ben Butnas. As Gemara is going to say, not only was he a merchant, but he was also a big time chacham, a chacham gadol, Rashi says later. Maisa ba'abashol ben Butnas, shahayim mali midosav me'erev yantiv. He would, on erev yantiv, he would go and set everything up. Rashi says, she ain't modim yantiv. He can't modin on yantiv. So therefore, he would set everything up before yantiv. And then, vinosin lakuchos b'yantiv, you give it to his lakuchos, to his customers on yantiv. Abashol says that apa moidosakain, he says, also, that he would, the night before, he would prepare the stuff that would be ready for the next day. Now, this is a discussion whether this exists or doesn't exist. The Gra takes us out. Rashi gives two different pshatim in this. One is we're going to see right now. We'll explain that when we get there. It says, Mipnei Berura Midos, because of the Midos, the measurements, that they should settle down. Try to imagine you pour a cup of Coca-Cola into a cup. If you pour it, try to fill the, how much can you fill in the first, pour? You may get half a cup because you have all that, the stuff that comes, all the fizz that comes at the top. So because of the Berura Midos, because of that stuff, therefore, you have to wait till everything would settle. Okay, that might not exist. So we're going to see in the Gemara when we get to it. The Rashi brings down two different ways of reading that. The Chacham Amar B'Chacham say, Apecholos, again, even this during Chol, Mipnei Mitzoy and Midos, and because of, again, in order to have the full measurement go. So let's say, for example, Rashi says if you're dealing with something like shemen, oil, so in order for the oil to actually come out of the container and go into what you brought for the, you know, people would bring their containers there, and then they would go ahead and pour from the main store into their containers. So in order to get your full measurement, you'd have to let the stuff drip down all the way, therefore you would allow that to happen in a way that it would all be filled. Zokta Heilige Gemara, Maya Valobamida. The Mishnah started off by said that what you can go to a person, I can take a measuring cup, perhaps, that's what we're going to see right now, and take a measuring cup and say, okay, fill up this cup for me. Avalo b'mida. My avalo b'mida, says the Gemara, and we're going to see two different pshatim. One is, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, avalo b'kli amyuchad l'mida. It can't be that you're using a kli, a measuring cup, but something which is particularly used for business. For the business, Rashi says, "Shemodid mocherba." Someone uses this order to measure. Aval klia omid lamida yomalena. But if you have a secondary cup that was waiting in case your first cup breaks, and now you need a second one to come fill the place, right? This gan measuring cup that's never been used yet, that you can go ahead and use. That's not a problem because it's never been used. And then, as Rashi says, "Kashi shaber ze bazet achtav avodayin lo mother," but you never used it. That you could do. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah says, no, nothing doing over there. Remember the end of the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im haya kli shel midah, the loya melenu, you're not allowed to do it. He comes to say, I feel kli omid lemida loya melenu, even the skan, you're not allowed to use. One that's sitting on the side that's never been used, that also can't be used as well. Alma Gabi Simchas Yom Tov. What comes out over here? It comes out that Rabbi Yehuda is Lechumra. Tanakam is Lechachamim. They're coming out Lekula. Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra Rabbanan Lekula. Interesting. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can't use this measuring cup. Rabbanan is saying you are allowed to use it as long as you don't measure it out, but you just say fill up the whole cup. You don't say give me a cup worth or 3/4 cup or half a cup. You say just fill up the whole cup. V'ha'iv chasham in the don't really the opposite. That really Rabbi Yehuda is more makel and Rabbanan more machmir. We saw this yesterday's daf. The Tanaj was learning from the Mishnah yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shokol Adam B'Basar. Can I get a kli? Can I get a kofes? The person go ahead and remember they used to go and measure on a kaf mosaim on the scale. They put one side the meat and the other side they used to put this litra. It was a type of a weight in order to measure it out. And he said you're not allowed to do that, but you're allowed to go and put the meat cleaver or some sort of kli on the other side in order that you know the weight of it in order to measure out the weight of the meat. That was Rabbi Yehuda being mekel. The Chachamim over there, they say, Ein mashkichim kaf mazam kulke. They said, you can't use it all together. Alma, what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda l'kula, Rabbanan l'chumra. Master Rabbi Yehuda's mekel, Rabbanan l'chmachmir. Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Rabbanan l'chmachmir. It's a kasha one on the other, because over there is being mekel, Rabbi Yehuda here is being machmir. Over there, Chachamim being machmir, Rabbi Yehuda being mekel. Rabbi Yehuda l'kasha, so we answer up in saying, no, the kasha Rabbi Yehuda is not a question. Hasam, the reason why he said it was okay in the previous mission, on the previous daf, is the thing that he's using on the other side, the knife or some other kli, is not something which is used for measuring. Therefore, it's not a problem. But here it's used for measuring. That's the issue. You can't measure. Why? Because over there, they hold that using the kofitz or something like that is used in the chol as well. Rashi says, sometimes they have the litra there. Since you know the measurement of your kli, you're going to use it. Therefore, they say that's a problem of the chol. But over here, in this case, when they're going, they're using these measuring cups, he's not doing something that he does during that he uses for business. Rashi says, because we're talking about, again, the skan shtickle, and this one is not yet brought out to be used in the first place, therefore it's not a problem. That was one way of answering up, what does it mean in the Mishnah when it says the lashon of a lo b'mida that we're dealing with, whether or not Rabbi Yehuda says a kli, a miyuchad l'mida, but a kli versus a kli omid l'mida. Rabbi gives a different answer. What does it mean when it says avalo b'mida? It says, my avalo b'mida, shalo yisker lo shem mida. That you don't spell out and say how much measurement you want. As Rashi says, you can't say rivo, lug. You're not going to say, I need a lug's amount. Ella kach yomer lo stam kli zeh maleli. Maleli. All you say is, this cup, fill it up completely. We don't say measurements. Ava kli miyuchad l'mida yimalenu. But you're allowed to use a kli miyuchad l'mida, a measuring cup. You just can't go ahead and say, give me this certain measurement. Vasar b'hudol meiru that comes and says kli miyuchad l'mida yimalenu. He comes and says, no, you're not allowed to use a kli hamiyuchad l'mida. Nothing to talk about. Alma gabi simchas yom tov b'si. Rabbi Yehuda l'chomer rabbanu l'kula. Same thing we said before. Let's just spell this out. We learn the opposite. The time we learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shokol adam batzer. Can I get a kli? Can I get a kofetz? V'chacham Omer. Me'em hashkichem akap masayim kulikar. Alma, what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda l'kula. Rabbanan l'chumra. Kasha Rabbi Yehuda. Kasha Rabbanan d'Rabbanan. This is Gemara. No. The Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. You know why? Because Hasam over there, when we said you're allowed to use another kli or another knife, b'she'enu miyuchad l'mida. Those are things which are not used for measurements. Therefore, it's not a problem to go and use them. But hacham miyuchad l'mida. But if here, this is something which is taka used for a mida. It's a measuring cup. That's why it's a problem. Darbanan nami lokash. It's not a kasha. Hasim over there. The reason why they're a machmir is ka'avid kidavdin kidavdin b'chol. They're doing something they do during the week. Same as we saw before. And sometimes they wouldn't have litra, and therefore they would use things other type of kalim. So therefore, it's a weekday activity. But hacha lo ka'avid kidavdinan b'chol. Over here, you're not doing like you do during the week. Rashi explains shederach lekuchos lomar tainli lug. They ain't dark and lomar kli zeh maleli. It's not normal. They would say a measurement. They wouldn't say fill up this cup, right? B'derech mekach maleli b'derech mekach ela b'derech halva o matana. Only when you're doing something through a loan or some sort of gift, if you have to miyuchad l'mida, then maybe you do it differently. But when you're doing business, that's how you do it. The oved inshi the mekavi chamer b'manach the kili v'shasu. People would go ahead and Rashi says to their friends the chavareim the mana. The kilo, which means shalmida, that they would go ahead and they would use wine in a measuring cup and then they would drink from that measuring cup. So therefore, you're not using it as a ovdi dechol tagazach, and that's where they make all of here. Maisa ba'aba shal ben botnis. We have the next part of the Mishnah. That what did we say? That he would go ahead and do everything before Yantiv. Tana, af b'moidos again. He would even do this on Moed. Which means when he would do his business on Chol HaMoed, he would do it also like the night before. Why? Because the Bittul Beis Medrash, Rashi explains, bottom right corner, says, Tana af b'moed osekein mipnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash, she'echacham gadol, he was a big chacham. Uboin rabim lishol himenu, people would come along and they would ask them, a lot of people would come, sorry about that, and rabim oskin b'torah, they would, a lot of people would be learning Torah because they weren't working. She'en trudim b'malacha. Therefore, he would do everything at night because he was also a businessman. So he would do it. Why? The time of learning was during the day, and therefore the Beis Medrash is open during the day, not at nighttime. And therefore, you go to fill up at the nighttime, so therefore he can be shtaking the whole day. Now, remember in the Mishnah, we had a different gear set the Grot took out. But Rashi explains, the one who says that's the reason, lo ye panoy lishos v'livra midosav shelo yasichu lefikach mevalam b'layla. The same issue that, because of the fact that he wanted to be able to shtag during the daytime, and he had to let stuff settle in order to be able to actually sell it, so therefore he would do it the night before, in order that he wouldn't have to be dealing with it during the day to be able to go and sell it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, we learned Tana Braisa, who kana shol shmeos garbe yayin, that Abba Shol ben Butnis, he ended up collecting, Rashi says, Mishanasan Yain Bechavis, Kach Vekach Lugin, Bemido, Macher Mimenu, Adche Macher Chesbono, Nimsa Kol Hanoser Bechavis, Aide Biruin, Cheresia Chayayin, Kishimotzio, Malo Fir. Okay, this is a long Rashi, but he basically points out that what ended up happening is he ended up, after a certain amount of time, that he had 300 barrels of wine, Mibirua Midos, from the fizz that would go up as he would go in a pour. So when he would be involved with wine, he would pour one wine at the other, it would like bubble up on the top. And then he would go out and tame. People would take it and they would walk away. And he ended up with the stuff that he never ended up filling up them their whole cup. The Chaverov comes to Shlosh Meos Garbi Shemin. And so one of his friends who sold oil, he ended up with 300 barrels of oil because, again, people didn't wait for the oil to totally drip in. And therefore, he ended up with all this extra stuff, Mimitsoi Midos, from all the stuff when the stuff was being Mitsoi when it was dripping down. They brought it in front of the Gizbo. Rashi says, Shel Hektish, Lasus Bem Tzorche Hektish Emir. So they wanted to bring it to use for Hektish. The Hemlo Igdishu. They didn't match it because they felt it wasn't theirs. So basically they came to them and they said, we have all this stuff that's left over and we don't know what to do with it, so we're going to give it to you. They say back to him that chill, you don't have to do this, you're fine. Why is that? Rashi says, because people understand that when you go ahead, they take stuff, they're really mochel about the fact that you're going to maybe not give them the full amount. You're not trying to rob them, and they don't want to wait in order to have the stuff settle down. So if they're like, okay, fine, it's not worth it to wait, you just don't worry about it, it's fine. Amar Lahem, so they said back, Af Anu Ein Ritzoneinu B'kach. They said, but we're not interested in it. We don't want to hold on to it, right? They don't feel like it's theirs. Rashi says, L'zeh Lehenes B'shel L'chirim, it's other people's. So Amar Lahem, they said to them, Hold Echer Maritem Atzbechem, since you want to be so machmir yourself, okay, it's no problem. Assume him Tzorchei Rabim. Do something which is Tzorchei Rabim in order to go ahead and help the peeps. When you go and you can help other people with this, then therefore you're going to be okay with it. Rashi explains like an important idea. Says that Chachamim Amul Lahem Chachamim Im Kain Ein Lachem Lasos Hektish. Don't make Hektish. And Lasom Tzorchei Rabim, do for like for the masses. Sharei Mishal Rabim Hoya Ve'en El Bayin Lamehem. Since it comes from other people, they're going to get enough from it. The Tanya is learned in a Brisa. Gazel Ve'en Yodem. Then be Gazel as a person goes and they steal from someone. They don't remember who I stole from. Why? Because Chalila the Nigzal because Shagazel and Noshim Harbe. They stole from a lot of different people. Yasmim Tzorchei Rabim. What she should do is she should make Tzorchei Rabim. Mind you, what does it mean Tzorchei Rabim in this case? What should be doing? You should fill up like public water areas, water cisterns, and what's going to happen is eventually people are going to come, even the owners are going to come themselves, are going to drink from it, and therefore you will have given them back what you stole from them. Boros are a bor as a hole, sichin is a ditch, and maros are different caves, and they would, you should give money towards those to help those work. Ad berei Rav Chista l'Rabna Ukva. Rav Chista was giving a tour to Rabna Ukva. Rashi says that Hinhigu Mitailimo Mivorosir, through the cities of the cities, the streets of the city, through the alleyways, he was going and walk. Vidarsh, as he was going, he was darshaning. And he says the following: Lo Yimdon Adam Sa'orim, a person shouldn't go ahead and be modi Sa'orim, barley. Rashi says, Lo Yimdon Adam Kav Sa'orim, I feel litin lebehemto shinir kamodin limkar. Even if you give it to your animal, because it looks like you're going to do it to sell. So you shouldn't do Lo Yimdon Adam Sa'orim, vitin lebehemto biyomtov. Aval koder hu kav o kabayim, you can go and do like a chapa, pull out like a handful. Like a kav or kabayim, venosel behemto, and then go ahead and put it in front of your behema. Rashi says this is like the backwards way of doing it. Normally what happens is you would go ahead and take the barley and put it into the measuring cup. Here you're just taking the measuring cup and it's like scooping out. Venachoshich, and don't worry about it. V'nachtom modi tavlim venosel tochkeder. So when it comes to a nachtom, a baker, Rashi says mevashel kederos, nami kor nachtom, someone who like cooks, is also called a nachtom. So it's not a baker, it's a chef. He can go and he could modid, he can measure tavan spices, menosa tochidera, and put it into the kedera. And the reason for that is because they shaliyah kediach tafshilo, or they don't burn the tafshil. You don't, in other words, you're not going to make it taste really shasty McNasty. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. Modedis isha kemach b'yom tov v'nosenas tochisa. So a woman can go ahead and measure flour in yontif and put it into the dough. Kedei shetito chala b'ainyaf, in order to take off chala in a ayin yafeh, which is different measurements that you can give off. In order to measure an ayin yafeh, she can actually measure out the challah, the flour. Rashi explains what we're worried about here is that by in Yafa, shear chala echad michav dalid lekoin. The shear, the measurement of chala, is 1/24 of the dough has to be given to the kohen. That's called chala. Ukusheni yodas midas yisasa. If she doesn't know how much she put there, he mekametzes for Omer. She's going to say she's going to be very like a kamtsan, a kamtsanit, very stingy. For Omer, she's going to say a Scrooge, a Scroogette. And she's going to say inkan kol kach. There's not so much here because she's worried that she's not going to have enough for her meals. She'll know how to do it, and she's going to do it in the proper way. Shmuel Amar Aser says, nope, it's Aser to do this. In fact, the Gemara of Tana Devi Shmuel Mutter, doesn't it say in Tana Devi Shmuel says that it's Mutter? Amar Abaye, Hashat Amar Shmuel Aser, now that Shmuel said it's Aser. Tana Devi Shmuel Mutter, but Tana Devi Shmuel says that it's Mutter. What does that teach you? Beep, turn the page, Chavtas Mabez. Shmuel Halacha Lamaisa Aser Shminen. Shmuel was coming to tell you the Halacha Lamaisa, which is the classic halacha of Ein Morin Kain, which means that what? If someone comes to ask you what halacha is, it's aser. You tell them aser. But if someone's doing it, so then we chazina in his bottom rashi in the previous psalm, it says, the avid lo mechinim bidei, the halacha de mutter of Ein Morin Kain. Really, lamaisa, it is mutter to do. But we don't want people to be doing this because they're going to make mistakes, do the wrong thing. So therefore, we go and we tell generally that it's aser. So you see someone doing it, then you leave them alone. Okay, now let's talk about re-sifting. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, ain't shonen kemach b'yom tov, you can't go ahead and shonen kemach, that means to re-sift the kemach. Rashi says, shiroktu me'as, well, you did it yesterday, ubala shenoso b'nof, you want to do it again, li'afos, I wanted to make it finer and better, ain't shonen de'ef shalemato, you can't do it, because you could have done it yesterday and you decided not to. Mishumer b'papayas, papias, from Yehuda, ben Miserum, where they say, Shonen, you can do it. You're allowed to go ahead and redo it. It says Rashi, Deleka Tircha, it's not a Tircha. V'davar Anirahu, Shizuhi Pam Shnei, and everyone can tell by looking at it that it's the second time. V'inze Kamarakid Livro, it's not like you're doing Borer here. V'shavin Shem Nafal Latochen Suro, Kesa, what happened if a rock or some sort of splinter fell inside of it? Shishonim, that you're allowed to go ahead and you could sift it again. Oh, interesting. Tahani, Tanakame de Ravina. Someone came along and they were teaching braises in front of Ravina. Rashi says, Vafilu nafalu sochan suaro kesam. Elabodik aksamim batsoro saburum biyadov. You should dig it out with your hands. That ain't shown in kemach biyomtov. You're not allowed to go and resift it. Avanafal suaro kesam, bar biyado. Do it with your hand, not like with the kli. Amarle, so Ravina said to him, Kol shekain da aser. For sure that would be aser. Havali kaborer, because that's like borer, straight up borer. What does that mean? What's the difference in the other malachas that we're talking about over here? Rashi says the michsi kabore ubore ab malachay. It's an ab malacha bar. Ke har kada vashona like miraket vashona ina miraket. Sharei, someone who does the second time is not miraket. Sharei nira shakol yotze ve'in kan subin. Everybody sees everything's coming through. There's nothing, no bran that's left over there. Therefore, it's not a problem. But this one's going to be more of an issue because it's like borer. Dorish rava bar of huna zuta pischa dar da. He came and he said straight up, shonin kemach biyantov. You're allowed to go ahead and resift stuff on yantov. You're allowed to resift the flour. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to him, poku ve'imru le la'aba. Go tell my friend there that shkila tuvasech ushtadi achizra. He can go take all of his kindness over there and he could throw it on thorns. Poke chazi kama maholosa hadra benarda. Go look out and see how many people are sifting. Rashi says, maholosa means nafos, which are sieves or sifters. Go take a look and see how many people are doing this. In other words, shkayach, we know that you're allowed to do this. So again, he darshan that you're allowed to go and re-sift and do the second sifting on Yom Tov. And he basically, Rav Nachman says back to him, thank you for all sharing that with us, but we all know that already. The bit of Rav Yosef, no la kimcha agabad de maholta. If Yosef's wife used to re-sift the flour, but she would do it on, Rashi says, ba'achorin, up in the back of the sifter, kedei l'shanas, in order to make a shinoi. Amalai said to her, chazi da'ana rifta me'al yisaboni. Ah, you should know that I like really fine flour. Rashi says, iatzricha lishnos, to shonen kemach biyomtov. You don't have to do that. Why are you making a shinoi? It's fine, but hey, I like fine flour. It's good. The bisid of Ashi, no lakimcha agaba de Pesorah, she also used to make some sort of shinoi when it wasn't necessary. Rav Ashi's wife used to sift it on the backside of a table. Rashi explains that they used to have a place that they would do it on, and she would do it in a way which is a shinoi. In order again to do a shinoi, so Rav Ashi says, "Hadidan brate de Rami Barchama." This of ours, in other words, my wife, she's Rami Barchama's daughter from Barchama Moridova de Rava. He was very, very careful. Rashi says, "Medaktik b'maisav," and therefore, v'ilav the chazim ibe nasha. Had she not seen this being done by her family, by her pops, then law of the she herself wouldn't have behaved in such a way. Point is, she's being extra machmir, not necessary. Zok, the last Mishnah of the Perek. Holy Chodem is a chen v'ni ragel etzlo. A person let it go to a chen v'ni. Chen v'ni is a guy who's a shop owner. And this is a guy who you go to often. So the guy knows you and everything's good. Rashi is going to say, we're going to see a ragel etzlo. Shemitok she ragel etzlo. Since he knows him well, ma'amino v'dosan lo b'lo pisuk damim. He gives him without even valuing how much money it's going to be. So the guy's let it go to like your local, makolet. And you say to the omer lo, and say to the guy, it's on your tefzev. Tainly baits him that goes in b'minyan, and he's allowed to say a particular amount. And say, give me 5 eggs, give me 7 eggs, give me 10 eggs or 10 nuts. Shekein derech balabayis, because this is the way that a regular person, not like an owner of a store of sorts, that's the way that they deal with things. Lios mona besoch beso. In his house, the way he deals with it is he counts how much it is. As opposed to like we spoke about before, where you're not allowed to say the weight of it or the monetary value, but you're allowed to say the amount in terms of numbers. Taner Rabbanon, holy chadam is a roa, rogel esel, person has to go to a roa, is a shepherd that knows him well. Rashi says, this is a person who's a shepherd, but he also goes ahead and he also sells animals. Rashi says, like we said, and he's allowed to say, give me one gedi, or one tle. I is giving numbers. Again, he's not giving weight and he's not giving money. It's a tabach regular, so you can go to a butcher of Armelon and say, tainli kaf achas or yerech achas. Give me one of the shoulders, one of the thighs. It's a patam regular, so he's got to go to a fatter. Rashi says, mefatim ofos, who fattens up the brock chickens, lushan mashmin, who fattens it up. Armelon and say, tainli tor echad, or gozalech, give me a pigeon. Give me a dove or give me a pigeon. It's a nachtom regular, so he's got to go to a nachtom who knows him really well. Velom relom and said, "I'm tainly kikar echad or gluska achas. Give me a kikar, a thing of bread, or give me like a delicious loaf of something." It's a chenvin regular, so he's got to go again. The storekeeper, velom relom and said, "I'm tainly esrim beitzim, 20 eggs or chamisha magozim or 50 nuts. Asara afarsekin of chamisha rimonim the esog echad. Give me 10 peaches, 5 pounds." Pomegranates, 1 SO, Yaskirlo, Schum Mida, as long as he doesn't go ahead and say a measurement. Rashi says, Kav Okabayim, or Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ubavachel Yaskirlo, Schum Mekach, he doesn't tell him a certain amount of dhamma, a certain amount of money. Hajin Allah ain't sudden. You guys know our minhag. Let's take a look. We said Hajin Allah ain't sudden, so let's actually do that. Chav Gimel of Beis on the bottom of the page. Ain't sudden. Dagim and Abibar and Biotav. You're not allowed to go ahead and trap fish in a Bibar on Yontif. Now that we did that, we are Yotzei Zayin. My friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.